she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Tammy Tickard. As I like to call her.
Tammy Tickard.
Tammy Tickard Waddle here with us.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. Phone number here, 877-881-1053. That's direct to the studio. If you've got a question, we want to hear from you. Or you can Autoflex Leasing fan text us at 43733. And you can call Autoflex today. David, what are those numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the immediate area, and as always, autoflex.com, and that's where you can actually go to Autoflex Facebook page and read about all the stories that we're going to do on the air in a lot more depth.
And since it's supposed to rain today, I think there's a 50% chance. Today's a good day to do autoflex.com.
It is, in fact. Yeah, you don't want to be out mucking around, as they say, in this mess.
I don't know. It's not a mess yet. I disagree.
Yeah. Well,
I
not
say, come
yet.
Come on down.
I did not wear my galoshes
matter.
Today.
See, it doesn't matter. She always disagrees, no matter what it is.
Got lots of stuff to get into today. For one, we're going to talk about getting pulled over.
What do you mean, getting pulled over?
When you're speeding or doing other things.
Okay. You mean breaking the rules.
Breaking the law.
Texas now owns the highest speed limit in the United States one of our highways. Yeehaw! 85 miles an hour on Highway 130 coming out of Austin going to San Antonio. There's going to be a 41-mile stretch of road that you can cover in a very short period of time.
I was going to say, like 2 minutes, you're done, so why even bother?
It's sort of become the center of controversy because a lot of people all over the country are chiming in on how, my God, those Texans are out of their minds, and can you believe they would actually do that? And if you really look, we're not the only ones that have high speed limits. You can go to Utah and find 80 miles an hour. You can go to Montana. You can go to Nevada and find some areas where they probably don't even patrol because it's just long and straight, and they don't really worry about it a whole lot. But we have an 85-mile-an-hour speed limit now in Texas. If anyone's driven between Dallas and Houston, you know the speed limit's elevated. I think it's 75 between Dallas and Houston, which means you can drive 84. And I guess with the 85, it means you can drive 94 and probably still be safe.
I like this.
Yeah,
I am
too.
I
knew you would.
Yeah.
I knew you would.
I'm a lead foot. I got it from my mama. So if you don't want to drive 85, because I know there's some Tammy Pickards out there, do you get in trouble if you go under the speed limit?
You know, I didn't read anything about there being a minimum speed posted, but one of the things that's interesting about accidents is the fact that most accidents result in different speed rather than driving fast. If everyone drives fast, there's really not much of an increase, if any, in the accident rate. But when people drive at different rates of speed, then you have accidents.
I swear, there's somewhere in DFW where it's 85, or it's somewhere in North Texas, and I can't remember where. No? I can't remember where I was driving, but I feel
that
like I drove.
I'm sure you drove 85.
I'm sure I did too, but I feel like I was legally driving 85. Like there was a posted speed limit, and that's what it was.
Which is exactly what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Is people that feel like the speed limit's 85, and it's really 55.
By the way, it takes approximately 29 minutes to go 41 miles at 85 miles per hour, I believe. I hope I'm not the same woman that was on that YouTube video trying to figure out how far it would take to go 60 miles at 60 miles an hour.
Oh, no.
Did you guys
remember
see,
that?
Did you see that video, David?
Well, that's another story.
How
altogether.
Long does it take to go 60 miles if you're
or
going
like
60 miles an hour?
I think it was 40 miles if you're going 60 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
And she was really...
No, it was dead it was, even. It was like was 60 it, for 60. And it took
really
her 5 minutes to finally just
well,
go,
no, I don't, think
I don't
she
know.
Okay,
yeah.
I want to chide everyone listening right now that's thinking that she was blonde. She probably wasn't.
She actually was.
Yeah. Oh, there you have it.
And her, she was so mad at her husband for boasting it, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's making the video. He found it rather amusing. But anyway, that's a whole nother...
I bet he found not a whole lot else after that. Period.
Okay.
So let's talk about
back to speeding.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah. So you're driving 85 and a 55, and you look behind you, and there are red lights
and blue lights
and white lights
and a screaming siren.
It's so pretty.
It's so exciting.
So what happens when you get pulled over? What can the police? And you know what? If you have a great the police pulled me over story, if you'd like to give us a call or text us at the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 43733. Tell us your police stories this morning. Also, we have a number of officers that listen to the show. We'd be glad to hear from you this morning on rules and regulations. We're going to cover some of the high points and from the research we've done and talk about what the police have a right to do.
That's right.
My most exciting getting pulled over story happened in Mexico.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
but
scary.
See, when I got pulled over and saw the red and blue lights back there, I thought, well, I need to pull over so they can go around me.
Aren't they red and green? Red, green, and white?
It's not their flag.
Bad joke, sorry.
Okay, we have a policeman on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text already. You can drive under the speed limit as long as you are not impeding the traffic flow.
Okay.
PSPD. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm.
So what can the police do when they pull you over? Well, first of all, the police, if they have suspicion that you have broken a law, or they think that someone might be in danger, or they think that you might have placed, or you might place someone in danger, they have a right to stop you. And that's called a voluntary stop. That's when they pull you over. And when they stop you, they have a right to hold you until they have determined things are all right or things aren't all right. That's a pretty simplistic way of saying it.
Can I interject that we got all this off the internet, so we may not be 100% accurate.
Well, and
chime in.
Yes,
and let
please,
us know
if we make a mistake.
If we're not right or if you've got some disagreement.
And here's what started the whole thing.
The woman that got pulled over for speeding and the police officer yanked her out of the car and onto the ground.
He said, may I have your driver's license and insurance? Not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. And she refused to give him her driver's license and insurance. Now, can you go to jail for that? I rest my case. She went to jail.
Well, did she go to jail or did she just get pulled out of the car?
No, they took her to jail.
I didn't know if they took her to jail. I thought another officer or maybe his boss came out and said, okay, this is enough. But there are a lot of different opinions. I heard on the news, you know, they had the people that call in and chime in their opinion. And my dad and I have a little disagreeing opinion. He feels like the police officer overreacted for the age of the woman. That she was a woman, etc. And I'm of the mindset that if you start challenging a police officer, you never know what you're going to get.
Well, I think there's the law and the letter of the law and common sense, and sometimes they coincide and sometimes they don't.
My common sense says, yes, sir, no, sir.
Right.
Absolutely, sir.
Here's my driver's license and insurance card.
Absolutely.
That's the first thing.
Here it is.
Exactly. Why would you not just hand that over?
I don't know. I almost think this thing was staged.
No, it wasn't staged.
Well, I mean, that's to me, in my opinion, that's how foolish that was.
If you watch all the cop shows on TV, and I've been known to do that late at night, there are people that are just arbitrary.
No,
that don't like to do what they're told to do or that don't. And she very clearly, okay, first of all, she says, I love this. I have a bladder infection. I have to go to the bathroom. That is one of the more common things people say when they're pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and so he's probably heard that several times, and he wasn't really trying to hold her up. He just wanted to see her driver's license or insurance, and probably write her a ticket.
Because he was going to go and write her a ticket.
Yeah, because she was going 13 miles over, I think, over the speed limit.
Yeah, she was going 66 and a 50.
Right. Oh, so she was 16 miles over.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, had she given her driver's license and insurance card to him, that would have been the end of it. He would have written her a ticket.
We wouldn't be talking about this.
And we
right
wouldn't
now
be talking about it. The other story in this past week was the guy that ran from the police, and they fired 41 shots at him, and he ended up dead running from the police. Now, think about what's wrong with that. You see the police behind you, and you go, okay, I'm going to escape now.
Right.
So and drive 100 miles an hour
exactly
through neighborhoods, putting all these people in danger. And I'm sure they think it's excessive, but physiologically, all right, I've talked about what happens with me with adrenaline. It like feels like it's shooting out my
armpits.
It gets you worked up, all right, that whole fight or flight thing. So mm-hmm when you put other people in danger, you should expect the worst.
Mm-hmm.
If they catch up to you, you better expect the worst because you have put them at a level of fear, I believe. Physiologically,
yeah,
once that adrenaline starts pumping through your body, it can make you
When
really
you're chasing
crazy
somebody and you're running a red light every two blocks and you're going 100 miles an hour and people are crossing traffic in front of you and you can see them crossing in front of him and you know that even if you lock them up, a block ahead, that you're still going to have a wreck in that intersection. I mean, it really does change your whole physicality. I mean, you are so fired up. You are so excited.
Your adrenaline is pumping through
Now, the other thing is that works for you because you're able to react very quickly. You tend to see more. Your vision widens out. And it helps you. There's a fight-flight reaction you have, and it helps you survive in situations like that. But mostly, you're darn mad.
Exactly.
You're mad. I remember one of the truest things I ever saw on an old TV show was an old detective show, and these police were chasing this guy, and he was shooting at them, and they were shooting at him, and they were on foot. And one of them finally got him in the leg, and he fell down, and the one that shot him in the leg went over and kicked him twice. That's how mad you are.
Right.
You don't care if he's shot. You're mad. So that's what happens when the police chase somebody. They get very excited, very mad, and sometimes they shoot at you. So first thing is, don't run.
Yeah, they probably won't shoot at you.
Yeah, that's a good way not to
anyway,
get shot.
Anyway, it's a very tender subject. I'm sure it's very split.
We've got a bunch of Autoflex Leasing fan texts coming in, so we'll get to those right after the break.
You're listening to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. Our phone number here is 877-881-1053. And we want to hear your stories about the last time you got pulled over. Was the cop nice to you? Did you obey everything he asked? Did you give him a little bit of lip? We want to hear what happened to you. Also, you can Autoflex Leasing fan text us at 43733. And if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, you can call Autoflex. And David, what are those numbers?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. 888-234-1234 out of the area. And if you don't want to get out in this mess, Autoflex.com. You can do everything there except come drive the car away.
All right, but you can register for your test drive there.
Absolutely.
All right. Easy enough to do.
Tons of Autoflex Leasing fan techs here.
I'm a Dallas police officer. Before cameras in our car, we would light up a car, and if they pull over, meaning turn on the lights, if they would pull over, we would turn the lights off and leave you alone. When they would take off, that's when it got fun.
Oh, okay, here we go. Autoflex Leasing fan text. Here's a guy with some, I actually relate to this a little. Was speeding through Euless, got pulled over and was asked if we were in a hurry to get somewhere, said nope, just driving a vet. He said he had to go from 0 to 140 to catch me. I was about to break 150 before hitting traffic, and I thought to myself, if I would have kept on it, I'd have gotten away. Hey, I was lucky he only wrote me 120 and a 60.
How is that even possible? I always heard, I don't even know if it's true, clearly not, but if you're going over 100, you automatically go to jail.
No, I got one. I got one for 120 and a 60 one time.
Ooh.
And same kind of story. The guy
I think they could take you to jail if they want.
The guy, well, yeah, he could have. The guy that was chasing me wasn't catching me.
So I wonder, what kind of car were you in, David?
So I was in a twin-turbo BMW, and the guy in front of me, this was at 11 o'clock on LBJ on a Sunday night, and there was no one else except the police and me. And the guy that was chasing me radioed ahead, and there was a Carrollton or Farmers Branch, I can't remember, police officer, that had his red lights on, parked on the shoulder of the road, pointing at me and pointing, move over.
Ooh.
And that's when I moved over, and so I said, officer, did you need me for something? And he goes, no, but the guy way back there does.
Oh.
And I could see the guy coming. You know, like, out of the Smokey and the Bandit movies, you could see like dust flying up behind his car. Yeah, yeah.
So how much is that ticket?
It was $565 at the time.
Oh, my yowzers.
Yeah. But they didn't take me. They didn't take me to jail. They were very, very nice. He wanted to know what kind of car it was and what the engine was and all that. And I wasn't drinking. I wasn't. Uh-huh. There was no one else on the road. This was a long, long time ago. LBJ was pretty vacant back then.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they wrote me a big old ticket.
Yeah.
A big old.
That's a lot
back then, too, because $500 went a lot longer.
Yeah, that was going to be. That's the early 80s.
Wow.
Yeah.
877-881-1053 is the phone number here. Let's check in with John in Mansfield. Good morning, John. You're on with David, Tammy, and me, Sybil.
Hi, how are y'all? Yeah, I just got a funny story. I'm a retired police officer. I was in Fort Worth many years. Funny story. One night, I had this guy, my partner, and he was running from us. and he was running through neighborhoods, and I think finally came got him on 35 one night. And I told my partner, I said, now I want you to do one thing. I want you to get your pencil and you write down every speed zone we go through.
Right.
And you tell me in his, you know, estimate his speed. It took us about 45 minutes to catch him.
Oh.
We wrote him 38 speeding tickets.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot.
And not only that, we got him for resisting arrest. His fine was over $6,000.
Why was he running? Did you ever find that?
Yes, he said he had a broken leg in a cast. He said, well, I just couldn't stop. My leg was so heavy.
And right.
I love that.
We had a very friendly judge on for our part. And he laid the hammer on him.
Good.
Yeah, glad to hear it.
Well, that's just
we thought that was kind of just hey, son, we're not going to do anything. Just write down the speed zone.
Oh. That's really smart. That's
you got him good.
38 tickets.
Right. Thanks, John. Thank you for your service.
Well, now there's something interesting.
What?
All the different tickets you'll get on top of all the other nonsense.
And some more of our great policemen that are listening are texting in on this. Over twice the limit goes to jail. So he did exactly twice the limit, didn't go to jail. And I guess that's the same thing with me.
Okay.
120 and a 60, and they didn't take me to jail.
Oh.
Aha. I didn't know that. Also, FYI, you can go to jail instead of getting a ticket on any violation except open container or speeding. Huh.
Well, speeding would be if you're over twice the limit.
Well, you could. Yeah, that would be true. Yes.
So maybe he meant speeding just a couple miles over.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan text. I was going 80. I hate that. I was going 80. I saw the cop with his radar gun get in his car. So I pulled over before he lit me up, and he passed right by me.
Oh, when I was heading to our Arlington office this week, there was a major zone on 20. And I saw the two police officers with their radar guns on the bridge overhead. And then, of course, I quickly checked my speed limit, and I was going 5 over.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I'm nailed, you know?
Right.
And turns out the other dozen police officers that were up ahead had already pulled people over, so they were busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably, at 5 miles an hour
they
over,
wouldn't have stopped you.
It probably wasn't that big a deal.
I hate those traps. They do that in Louisville, too, off 121, where they put somebody on the bridge and everybody sits on the on-ramp waiting for us to fly by. And then
I couldn't believe how many.
They
just kept going and going, and there's another one and another one and another one. I thought, wow.
Well, the old saying is, don't speed and drive, don't get a ticket.
How about that? Yeah, don't break the law, and nothing happens.
Here's what I've always wondered. If you're driving, let's say, through Richardson, and you're on 75, and you pass a cop from Watauga, I always see brake lights, because they see an officer's car, so they automatically slam on the brakes so they don't get any kind of ticket. But he's out of his jurisdiction. He couldn't pull you over anyway, right?
I don't know. Well, that's sort of... A police officer in Texas has the right to enforce the laws of the state throughout the state in his jurisdiction. He can leave his jurisdiction if he is in pursuit of someone fleeing.
Okay.
I don't know if he can sit across the highway, though, and write tickets in another jurisdiction.
No, he probably wouldn't do
that. I don't know. We can wait.
When they're driving, though, next to you, people always slam on
their
brakes.
That's because they're not really paying attention to where the police are from.
Maybe not.
And from behind.
Right.
And, you know, since they've got their face in their phone, they're not really.
It's a good point.
By the time they get up on the police officer, it's too late.
Right. So. More Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. We were talking about getting arrested for going over twice the speed limit. Somebody said the arrest charge is actually reckless driving. It's not speeding.
Uh-huh.
Which is reckless, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Uh-huh. So what kind
of
car...
she's disagreeing again.
I said, uh-huh. I was not disagreeing. See, I think they twist my words.
They do.
Thank you, Waddle. I didn't catch that one.
You're welcome.
What kind of car would you all like to be driving if you have to run from the police?
Great. Here's another Autoflex Leasing fan text. If you get stopped in Mexico, a 20 will cure it every time. I've done it myself.
I didn't need a 20. I was innocent.
Sometimes that doesn't matter. Sometimes you just need a 20.
Yeah, what's your story, Tammy? You said your most memorable time of getting pulled over happened in Mexico.
Well, it's okay. Waddle just said I have to make it quick, so I will. It was kind of late at night. I'm in the old town part of this town, and it's cobblestone streets.
Mm-hmm.
And so River Rock streets. And so I'm driving this kind of a SUV, but it was older. Anyway, it's bouncing around, and I'm not going that fast because I'm through town. There are no lanes on the road, mm-hmm. and I don't know my way that well. And my passenger was giving me directions, so I'm driving slowly.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I see these red and blue lights, and I think, oh, I need to pull over so they can get around. But then they pulled over, too.
Oh, no.
Well, when they come around the car, you know, both windows and in the front, they've all got machine guns. And they're not pointed at me, but their hands are on them looking very, you know, intimidating. So we roll down the windows, and the guy sticks his head into the car from the passenger side, from the curb side where I'd pulled over. Have you been drinking? And I said, no. And I went into this whole story about where we'd been. And I'm trying to stick my driver's license out the window to this other guy to my left. And he doesn't seem to want it. Mm-hmm. But he finally takes it. And then I hear something over to the right of me opening like a package of chips, mm-hmm. you know. But I snap my head around and he has opened up a little breathalyzer test.
Oh, like a disposable
I've never seen one before.
A
disposable. And he says, here, you know, blow in this. And I was like, oh. Okay, and I'm like, do I have to blow in? I had not been drinking, but right. still, I'm just, where's this going? What's going to happen? So I take it and I blow. I didn't blow hard. I don't know how, you know, he says, blow harder. I won't even, anyway. So I did. How many times was I going to hear that? Never mind. So he takes it from me and he shows it to his, you know, the other officers. And then he shows it to me. It's a big 0.0, big glowing numbers in red. And I said, see, I told you. And so then they just walked away.
But they wanted your money.
They thought, but I was innocent. So I wasn't going to be offering money for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They wasted their $20 breathalyzer.
That's right.
On me. Anyway, and then I just drove off. Talk about adrenaline. My adrenaline is pumping through my veins just remembering that story.
Yeah.
Well, the prospect of going to a jail in Mexico is probably something that's fairly foreign, no pun intended, to all of us. And I don't think that's – so I can certainly understand why you'd be scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't scared to death. I was very nervous and wound up – I just didn't know what was going to happen. You
right.
know? I didn't speak the language.
That's the scariest part.
Right.
And then in any other country, you always hear these horror stories about people who did the right thing and the cops were just backwards
and
cops.
Right. And I didn't know what my rights were,
mm-hmm.
for sure. So anyway, it was one of those kind of – nerve-wracking experiences, but I was, yes, sir, no, sir.
Si, senor.
Here you go. Yes, I'll blow in that. I mean, you're wasting your time, but right. I will do it. So there you go.
Well, you made it out alive.
Yes, I did. I just don't drive there now.
That's a good idea. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. Our phone number here is 877-881-1053. If you've got a question, maybe you're going back and forth between a couple of cars and you need expert advice, now's a great time for you to call. Or if you are... if you've been pulled over and you have a fun story to tell, hopefully you're not calling us from the jailhouse, but we want to hear you.
Yeah, don't make this your one and only call.
Yeah, okay. Back to our Autoflex Leasing fan text because we've got a few. Tammy had asked what kind of car you'd like to be driving if you were running from the police. So far, we have a vote for a Porsche GT3.
All day, for sure.
Yeah, and an 86 Buick Grand National. And unless you're an older person, you won't know about that Buick Grand National, but not
one.
A bad car to run from the police in. Also, from one of our police officers that are listening, depends on the city. Dallas being a Class A city due to the size, the officers can stop and write tickets and make arrests anywhere in the state, even out of uniform. Always good to know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even out of uniform.
Yes. So, and a couple of other fan texts from police officers that are listening, that police can pull you over anywhere, and they can write you a ticket, and the ticket goes to the court of jurisdiction in that area, but they have the ability to write the ticket. So there's your answer about the police officer sitting on the other side of a city limit sign.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's really chimed in about how they felt about that woman that was pulled out of the car. I mean, only us.
Yeah, that is true.
If you aren't familiar with the story, it happened earlier this week in Keene, Texas, which I think is south of Fort Worth. A woman, 77-year-old Lynn Bedford, was driving 66 in a 50, and cops pulled her over. She said she had a bladder infection. She had to go to the bathroom, and they asked her for her ID and her insurance, and she said no. I don't know why. That's the part that keeps sticking
with
me.
Well, I thought I heard her say, I'll give it to you in a minute.
She did. And he said, no, you give it to me now, or I'm going to take you to jail. And then she replied, well, go ahead. So he did.
And so from another one of our police officers on the fan text, he said that she was probably arrested for failure to produce ID. And the police do have the right to ask you for your identification, your driver's license, your insurance, and in some states, proof of ownership of the car. Those are the things that they can ask you, and you are obliged to produce. One of the other interesting things, in doing research for the story, I went on to a website that's what do you do when you're pulled over by a policeman, and this was from the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. And it was sort of a primer on how not to ever talk to the police. And if you did the things it said to do, I think probably you'd go to jail.
Let me just save you some time. Watch that video, and that's not what to do.
Exactly.
There's your clue right there.
Mm-hmm.
Another police officer. Hey, Sybil, you can't outrun a police radio.
That's true. I would never try. I am the most obedient person when I come into any kind of contact with an officer. Yes, sir. No, sir. Here you are. Whatever you need. I mean, I would never put up a fight because it leads you nowhere good.
Right.
I mean, you're going to get your ticket.
Yeah. That's the consequences of your actions. Mm-hmm. Accept it. If she had just said, here you go, he would have written her the ticket.
Yes.
On down the road, go to the bathroom.
Another Autoflex leasing fan text. My friend and I got a ticket. An off-duty cop was radaring in a red truck and radioed to on-duty officers. Is that legal? Yes, it is.
Is that illegal?
No, it's not. Because if he's a police officer, he's technically never off-duty.
Yeah, and that's true.
You're always on duty. You're obligated to enforce the laws of the state or the country at all times.
One of my clients who's a police officer told me that he pulled somebody over for reckless driving when he was in his own car.
Mm-hmm.
He chased the guy down and then, like, really?
How did the guy even pull over? I don't know, wherever it was that they stopped.
I think wherever they stopped is when he dealt with it.
Oh, okay.
Or I could be speaking out of turn and not quite remembering the story, but he was not on duty when the whole thing went down.
Right.
Here's some more cars to run from the police in. This is great, I'm sure. Corvette Z06 2012. That'll do it. That's about 670 horsepower. Audi S8 Xavier in Denton. An Audi S8. That's a fabulous car. How about the Lamborghini Aventador or Aventador, which is an amazing car?
I wouldn't know about this model. I just know Lamborghini.
Okay. Anyway, a lot of fan texts keep coming in. We'll continue with that if everybody wants to. If I had to run for the police, I wouldn't use a car. I would use a motorcycle.
Well, of course. Yeah, they'll never catch
me. They'll never catch me on them.
Of course.
You know, the problem is
surviving the crash.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not usually too good.
Yeah, the motorcycle, when you come off the top of the motorcycle at about 140, it really will leave a nasty rash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's somebody. Keene is between Alvarado and Cleburne. Those guys in Keene don't play around. I don't even go 2 miles per hour over in Keene.
Heck of an idea.
The same thing in Richardson.
Heck of an idea.
They don't play around in Richardson either.
Mm-hmm.
I drive a Ford Raptor. It can go anywhere. That way you could leave the road, I guess, when they started chasing you.
There you go.
All right, let's move on to something that comes up all the time. In fact, I'm dealing with it right now with a customer, and that's gap insurance.
Oh.
And a lot of people don't really understand what gap insurance is. Gap insurance is an insurance policy that pays the difference in what your insurance company pays you in the case of a total loss and what the payoff on your car is. So if your payoff is $22,000 and the car is worth $20,000, your gap insurance policy would pay you $2,000 and it would essentially pay your car off for you.
Covers the gap.
It covers the gap. It does. And there's a lot of things to gap because it doesn't necessarily cover everything, because if you owe thousands and thousands of dollars more than your car is worth, the gap insurance is only guaranteed up to a certain point. Usually it's NADA retail value plus 10%. And anything past that, due to additions you've put on the car, extended warranties that you've added and financed, those things would not be covered by the gap.
Well, but they can cancel the extended warranty and get a prorated refund.
They can
so
do that.
That would go away.
It's
so
just that the
plus.
Gap doesn't, yeah, the gap doesn't cover that.
But if some bank was crazy enough to loan you 140% of retail value
right.
when you bought Gap, they're still only going to pay about 120%.
Yeah, exactly.
About
110 of NADA retail.
Plus fees or something like that. Anyway, we don't have to. They're not going to cover the whole kit and caboodle
exactly.
if you've way overextended
well,
it, but it's still a good policy to have.
In the, oh, yeah, it's a great policy. Everyone should have Gap anytime you get a new car, anytime you lease a car. The reason you get it when you lease a car is a lease is never designed to build equity. You should always be upside down in the lease until the last day. That's why you can't tell people they can get out early, because you may be able to, but you may not be able to.
Well, that's the goal, but I will say that with today's current market conditions, we have been able to show people equity. And one of my clients actually just had an accident, unfortunately, and it was a total loss. Two and a half years into a five-year mm-hmm. lease, big-time equity, has enough money to actually put toward the next car, and he's already driving his new 4Runner. And that was on a Toyota 4Runner. So it's partially because of market conditions and partially because of the type of the vehicle.
Right.
So, yeah, the goal is not to build equity with a lease, because you want to have the lowest possible payment and not have your money tied up in that car
right.
that can depreciate.
So back to the gap. Here's what we're dealing with right now. We've got a customer that is insured by a company that does not use the standard means to determine what a car is worth when they pay off a total loss claim. And they've paid off his total loss claim, but they've paid less than they should have. And so now his gap insurance says, look, we're going to pay the difference in retail and what you owe, but the insurance company's not paying for everything, so you need to get more money from them. And it's a really interesting situation, because it really is the insurance company. It's not the gap company. The gap company is paying up to what they should pay.
Right. They're only a supplemental
exactly.
policy.
It's a supplemental policy. And his base policy, I won't mention the name of the company, but they're known for being cheap, will not pay off what they should pay off on the car. And he's in the middle. Bottom line, get Gap if you're financing a new car, especially. Even if you're financing a used car, it's a very inexpensive product. It can usually be purchased at the point of sale, and it can save you thousands of dollars if your car is stolen or if it's involved in an accident and totaled out in the first couple of years that you've got it.
And the only time I can really say you really shouldn't buy it is if you have a huge amount of equity going into that loan.
Or if you pay cash.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, or if
it.
You pay cash, you don't need
but
it.
But if you've put down 30 to 40% already, then you're going to be in fine shape if something were to happen and your car's totaled. I should say you're not going to be in fine shape, but at least you won't be in a battle with the insurance company.
Exactly.
And right. just so you know, also when a car is totaled, when they pay off the bank, if you have any outstanding fees, late fees, things that were due prior to
Gap
the loan,
cover it.
Gap, yep. nor your regular insurance will pay that off.
Gotcha. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, 877-881-1053, or AutoFlex Leasing fan, text us at 43733. And as always, AutoFlex is open today. You can give them a call. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, or 888-234-1234 out of the area.
We have a fan, an AutoFlex fan texter that says he wants to lease, wants to lease a four-wheel drive Silverado, but wants it lifted 6 inches. Do we lease custom 4x4s?
We lease 4x4s and customize them, yes. Now, you'll probably, if you don't buy the lease, a car at the end, you will probably have to remove the lift kit when you trade it back in, because that limits the resale value. Anything that limits the resale value, you have to return the car like it was.
I feel pretty confident, though, we would wind up trading for that truck at the end or before, just as is, and we'd be able to resell that car, truck.
Yeah, it's certainly a truck with a 6-inch lift kit doesn't make it terribly foreign in Dallas.
No, somebody else would want that vehicle, and it's a truck. They've been doing really well for holding their value for trade-ins, so that's something to think about. I know we talked about you don't really want to build equity in a lease, but again, with the current market conditions, it's been pretty easy for people to trade out. I talked to one of my old customers yesterday, and she has about a year and 3 months left on her lease, her we did a four-year lease this time, and she's break-even to trade out.
Well, and that's because of the mechanics of the lease itself. The residual values in 2008, 9, and 10 were lower than they are now by a great deal. So a lot of these people, I talked to Steve Sullivan yesterday, and Steve has got a car. He's been in 3 years. There's 2 years left on it, and he's got equity in the car. So, and he's in a lease. So, I mean, it's...
But it's not because... It's not because the lease really wasn't set up properly. It's because of what happened with the economy.
Yeah,
the
resale on
cars.
Yeah,
you know, when there's a shortage of vehicles, you know, supply and demand, that brings the price up or the value up. So it is a very good time. And if you want all the money for your trade in, who are you going to call?
Autoflex Leasing.
What's the number?
817-972-234-1234.
Okay. All right. Or autoflex.com.
That's right.
Dun dun. So we can do a four-wheel drive Silverado or a Porsche GT3 so you can run from the police.
We're actually we're doing a Tesla right now.
Really?
Yeah, Tesla Sedan S. It'll be in this next month.
How cool.
Yeah, it is sort of cool.
I didn't know about that.
That's an all-electric car, right?
It is an all-electric car. It's for a fellow in Las Vegas.
Nice.
And he owns a company that is in California. And he wanted one, and he wanted to lease it. He wasn't sure about the resale value and that type of thing. So anyway, we've worked up a 36-month and a 48-month lease for him.
Cool.
Yeah. He's driven the car. He said it's amazing to drive because, number one, it's silent, and number two, the acceleration is unbelievable because there's no real run-up with an electric motor. You put the juice to it, and it just goes zip, and that's what that car does. It zips.
Nice.
That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. With GAP, you get your money back if you don't use it, right? No. It's an insurance product. If you buy insurance, you don't get your money back if you don't use it in most cases.
Right.
There you go.
But also, the day you use it, it was worth every penny and more.
There you go. Speaking of GAP insurance, one Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter said, I actually made money from my GAP insurance. I had a two-month-old car that was stolen, but because of the great deal I got more from GAP than what I was actually paid, or than what I actually paid for it.
It's possible.
Well, that was partially their own insurance, too. There was a combination, because you have to have your primary insurance in place first, and then GAP takes care of anything that's over and above. So, good for you.
And speaking of Autoflex.com, there was an interesting story on the news wires, and this is just automotive kind of inside stuff, but Google has pulled off thousands and hundreds of thousands of reviews from automotive websites. And people that go online to shop for cars, a lot of them will go in and look at the reviews that dealers get.
Right. Now, we've gotten a lot of customers that came in off of DealerRater.
We do, but not thousands and thousands.
No.
And not thousands of reviews. And that's where the hitch comes in. Dirty little inside story. A lot of dealers posted their own reviews. And so they would have hundreds or even thousands of reviews. And a lot of them bought Facebook likes, which is crazy, or Twitter followers.
How do you buy them?
Because you can. There's companies that sell them to you. There are email addresses in Bangladesh. I'm serious.
Crazy.
So when you see a website for an automotive dealer or leasing company or whatever, if they have thousands of likes, think, does that make any sense? How many do you have?
Right.
Yeah. And or if they have, you can look at the reviews, and if they've got like hundreds of reviews posted in a month, is that possible?
Right.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
So what we are seeing in the marketplace now are dealers that are either they're hiring people to post reviews for them, or they are posting their own reviews. They're using their employees to do it.
And I don't think it's just car dealers. It's all businesses.
It's all
that
businesses.
Do this.
Yeah, car dealers though are who Google hit, and they've really. There's a lot of car dealers that are terribly upset because all of these hundreds of reviews are just gone.
That they've paid for.
Yeah, that they paid for. Wow. Exactly.
Well, probably they lost their good, their real reviews and their faux reviews.
Yeah. Well, no, they pulled only the positives. They left the negatives. That's interesting, huh?
Ooh.
And they haven't done it across the board. There's still a lot of dealers out there that have hundreds of reviews, and when you read through them, they're pretty crazy. And you go, wow, can anybody be this wonderful? Anyway.
Autoflex, I don't know. Just read our reviews. I think they're pretty
Ours are really good, but stellar and glowing. We don't have thousands of them. They're on Google, and they're on DealerRater. And if you go to DealerRater or Google, you'll see what other people think about doing business with Autoflex.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that our customers do. We don't pay for or buy.
Right.
Well, that's true. All right, somebody just wrote in, you can get a percentage of your money back from Gap if you pay it off early. It's a prorated amount. Correct. Not if you run through the whole loan and pay off the loan and you never use the Gap, you don't get your money back. But, of course, if you pay off the car early or your car, just pay off the car early. You can get your prorated refund. Sure.
We've been talking about trying to outrun police officers when you're getting pulled over. Not,
that wasn't how it started.
And my opinion is, don't do it.
Mine is the same. Don't do it. But we do have an Autoflex Leasing fan texter who said he raced a Mustang on 635. The guy lost but followed him and then called his friends in the Dallas police and they wrote him a ticket for racing. Turns out the guy he was racing was also a cop.
That just seems no fair.
That does seem no fair. I wonder if that's true.
I know. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
He could have just thought that the guy was a cop because he had cop friends.
We'll ask Sybil to talk more. There's another Autoflex Leasing fan texter. We'll ask Sybil to talk more. They want to hear more Sybil.
Here's Thank one. You. Friend took video of police drinking at a party, then get in a car and driving off. He keeps that video handy when he gets pulled over in Irving. Well, whatever. Here's the deal. Everybody ought to be more aware of what's the fact that people can video you anywhere, doing anything, at any time. All cell phones have cameras and recording devices on them, so be smart.
Autoflex Leasing fan text, just wondering if you can discuss what is the highest mile lease you've ever inked, and at what point is it worth it? I never considered leasing before. We have leases with almost unlimited miles on them. I mean, there's...
Well, 40,000 miles a year for one.
Yeah,
and
but
then
I mean,
we do commercial leases that are open-end, so it's...
You can put any number of miles you want to.
And in those instances, it's really for a business. You know, then it's, you're looking at which makes it the easier tax write-off, calculating your miles or just doing it in this lease, and then your CPA can probably advise you. I think for most people, if you're driving at least 30,000 miles per year, you're still not driving too many to lease. Yes, your payment will be a little bit higher because you're paying for... all of that depreciation, what will happen is you won't be upside down.
Right. And here's the thing. If you go out and finance that car and you're going
to
drive it 30,000 miles a year, 3 years down the road, you're going to have a 90,000 mile vehicle. You finance it for what, 5 years?
You're way upside.
3 years into a 5 year, you got a 90,000 mile vehicle that's not worth anything and a huge payoff.
Well, it's worth something, but probably half of what you owe.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of, you can do the same thing by financing your car for 3 years if you're going to drive those kind of miles, and that will also help you keep from being upside down, but it just makes the payments more expensive. So.
Well, and the other thing is, if you have a business write-off, then the lease is going to give you more of a write-off than if you buy the car, whether you're driving high miles or not. So if it's a business situation, you're almost always better to lease, even if it's an open-end corporate lease.
True.
And you can do that all at Autoflex Leasing, 817 or 972-234-1234 and autoflex.com.
You know, the other thing is, I've never had anyone call me and say, gosh, have you got a great 90,000 mile 3 year old car?
That's
another reason you lease.
That maybe has been wrecked before.
Yeah.
Or it's been in a hailstorm before.
Right.
So
right.
That's the nice thing about the lease, too. You are relieved of all liability. So if the car is in an accident, a hailstorm, whatever, when you get to the end of the lease, you can just turn it back to the bank, and then it's their problem. It's their high-mileage car that's been previously wrecked to sell, not yours, and you don't take the loss.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Right. Sure
yeah.
It does.
Of course it does. By golly.
That's right. All right, well, that wraps up our time for today, but we'll be back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Again, the phone numbers, if you didn't write them down, 817 or 972-234-1234 or 888-234-1234 if you want to call Autoflex, or go to the website, autoflex.com. Coming up next, a special weekend edition of the G-Bag Nation. Gavin and Chris Arnold taking over. Thanks to Waddle for helping us out today. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.